We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Zogt Gemara, B'maya Kimta. We zetstein the Brisa and Ayin Vav Beis as Fina Nikas Mashicha and Oysa Stikas Masira alone, that's Rabbi. B'maya Kimta, K'Rabbi, then the hard problem is Fina Nayim Retikta Masira. Now the klal is like this, that in something that it's normal to do Mashicha because it's not so heavy, so then you're supposed to do Mashicha. Mashicha is a better Kenyan Masira. Masira is only a Kenyan if there's no other choice. You have a huge thing, you know the choice, you do Masira. That's usually the klal. So it's mashma over here that Sfir Niknes, we're going to see in a Braisa, Sfir Niknes Masira, it means Dafka Masira. So my Kimto is that's dying Karebi, Sfir Nami Tikli Masira. Let Masira work also. The Tanya, Sfir Niknes Masira, I may have said this wrong. If it says Sfir Niknes Mashicha, it means Dafka Mashicha, not Masira, because when you could do Mashicha, if you only could do Mashicha, you only could do Mashicha. Masira is only for something you can't do Mashicha. So it sounds like in the Brisa before, Sfir Niknes Mashicha, only Mashicha. The problem is you have a Brisa here, it's like this, the Tanya, Sfir Niknes be Masira, Dibi Rabbi, Vecham Oimrim, Loi Kona, Yina Koina, Ad, Sheyim Shechena, to you do Mashicha, because you only need Mashicha, Oi, Ad, Sheyiskar as Mekoima, until you rent the place to make Kinyi Chotza. So the Kash like this. We said the Tanakama that's a stoma before, it says Svina Niklas be Mashicha, Oysias Niklas be Masira. Who is that like? Rebbe. So Rebbe says Dafka Mashicha. And here we have a Brisa that says Rebbe says Masira is enough. Masira is
Mashachim.
Masira is always Shvach, yeah. But if you hold them, sometimes you hold Masira is too heavy, so you could do Masira. So it sounds like. But before it sounds not like that. We don't care if it's heavy, you get it moving. And you do Mashicha. And Chacham says, no, you have to Mashicha or Kinyan Chatzah, you can't do Masira. So it's a Stira and Rebbe. And now that we Zed's dying, that Bryce on Ayin Hei Abayis at the bottom, like Rebbe, it's a Stira and Rebbe. It's more like Kasha, it's not Shver. It depends. Kam B'Shus HaRabim, when you're in Shus HaRabim, there's no choice. B'Shus HaRabim, the only way you make Mashicha is by pulling something into your own Rishus. Pulling something into Shus HaRabim is not a Mashicha. Now, what's the case that you have a Shus HaRabim of water? So the Rashbam says you have a Rakak Mayim with Shus HaRabim. Must not be such a big boat. And you have here like a puddle in the middle of Shus HaRabim. And you have a boat there. So you have Shus Mashicha because Mashicha is only a Mashicha to your Rishus. Has to be your Rishus. Either means you have a Shutvis in the Rishus or it's a Simta that's on the side of Shus HaRabim. So here in Shus HaRabim, you have no choice. So Rebbe allows Masira because no choice. Ocean of Shurabim. You don't have 600,000 people there. It's a caramelous problem. Kan besimto. And so Kan, Loikasha, Kan b'Shurabim, Kan besimto. One is Shurabim, and one is a simto. One is a simto. So the case, a simto means the side of Shurabim, which everyone could park there for a certain amount of time. He has a certain amount of Roshus. It's like little alleyways that are off of Shurabim that everyone has a right to park there. And it's a little bit of like a way that's a little bit called his Rishus. And you can do Mashicha there. So if it's near a Simta, you can pull into the Simta. So then the halacha is you have to do Mashicha. And that's Pshat in the bright sign, Hema Beis in the bottom. But this bright that says Masira is going with Shurabim, you don't have a choice. That's what comes out. And on that, the Rabbanu argue. Rabbanu say, until you do Mashicha. A Mashicha and a Simta, yeah. It is. A Simta is enough. It's not my Mashicha Rishos, but it's enough Meyuchet to you that it's enough to do a Mashicha. It looks like I'm pulling it to my Rishos. So what is that Rabbanan say? Rabbanan say that until you make Mashicha and until you rent the Makkum. It's a little bit problematic, right? We're talking about Rishos Rabbin now, which is said. So there's more than that's the cash. My Kim Tlaw Basrai, so the second Brisa, what was that sign? Rishos Rabbin. Aim a Seifa. It says in the Seifa, Ocham Aimrim, Loikono, Achim Shechena. It says either you do Mashicha or you rent a place. The Iber Shus HaRabim, if it's Shus HaRabim, Maman Oiger, who are you renting the place from? Vesu Mashicha B'Shus HaRabim Mikanya. It's not Shaykh to have a Shus HaRabim, to have a Kenyan, Mashicha and Shus HaRabim. So both parts are Rabbanon, make no sense if it's talking about Shus HaRabim. How do we know you can't make a Mashicha and Shus HaRabim? V'abaya v'rova d'armi tavayu. They give you all the rules here. Mesira koina B'Shus HaRabim uv'chotso she'ene shoshneim. Mesira works in Shurabim or in a chotzer that belongs to neither of them. Mishicha, kaina besimta, it works in a small alleyway on the side of a Rishus Shurabim, because since the person has Rishus to sit there, it's considered whoever sits there gets like the temporary shush there, so works there in the simta. Uvichatos yishosh name, or a chatzal shutvis also works there because I have a bialis there, so I can do mashiach there. Vahagba kind of a chomalkim. Hagba works in every single place, and that's the reason why on a behima daka you never let her do masira, because on a behima daka if you can't do mashiach, do hagba, pick it up. It's not so big deal. Pick up a sheep and a goat. It's not a big deal. It weighs 50 pounds. You pick it up. You know, 50 pounds or less. So you pick it up. But on a boat, you can't do Agbah. And on a behemoth gasa, you can't do Agbah. That's where you have the parasha of Masira. But upon him, Rabbi Rava set down all the laws there. That Masira is a Shirab and a Chachin Shishneim. Mashiach kind of a symptom of Chachin Shishneim. So what's the problem? So if it was Shirabim, what's the Rabbah I'm talking about? Hachim Shechena. You can't make Mashiach and Shirabim. So the Gemara, if it mayachi im shechen and ami the kamar, or mayachi is cursed became with the kamar. What's Rabban talking about? Hach kamar. So he means to say, I've not talking about Shirabim, but he's saying like this: Masira, I don't hold a Masira. So you know what your choice is? Achi im shechen and Shirabim simta. You got to find a way to bring that boat from the Shirabim to the simta. It works. The imrish is bailami, and if this boat is sitting in Rishus Bailim, Rishus of the owner of the boat, where it's not Shaykh Mashiach, you know what you do? Like Kana, Achi Yiskas Bekaima. You're not Kana until you rent the place. Until you rent the place. That's what you do. Until you rent the place. So that's what you do. So Akaponim, so that's the way we answer the Rabbanon. Echanami, he's saying you have to bring it to a certain place. So now, what comes out? It comes out that sounds like from the Rabbanon that Masira doesn't work. That's what it sounds like. Masira doesn't work. Because why does he say you have to do Mashiach? Why don't you do Masira? It sounds like for Rabbanon you cannot do Masira in Mashiach Rabbim. You can't do Masira. Masira does not work. So what's the problem with that? So Lema Abaye V'Rava Doma Karebi. To tell me now, Abaye V'Rava said Masira works in Mashiach Rabbim. Comes out Abaye V'Rava is like Rebbe, not like the Chacham. Because what else the Machlok is? So we're assuming now, what's the machlokes Rabbanon and Rebbe? Rebbe says, Sviya Nikas Masira, because he says, we're in Shirabim. It's a big traveling to go to Simta, it's a big walk. You're not going to get there. So he says, make Masira. Chacham says, no, no, nothing to do. No Masira. Either you make Mashiach at all Simta, or you rent the Makayim if it's a Shishbailim, and that's it. So why don't you do Masira? Tarot says, Rabbanon, hold on, hold the Masira. Didn't Rabbi Avraham tell you that Masira works? Masira comes to Rabbim. It's applicable to Masira because it's a very big boat. You can't do Agba on this. So we know that if you can't do Mashiach, you do Masira. So why doesn't it work? So maybe the reason is because he holds maybe Masira doesn't work on Shirabim. That's what we're thinking now. That maybe in Shirabim, Masira doesn't work. So that's what he says. You have to do Mashiach today. So Lema Abai Avraham da Amri Karebi. Does Abai Avraham hold like Rebbe? Because it says Masira kind of Shirabim. Rabbi Rava say that. Masira comes to Rabbim, Chosh Shem Shem. So, it's Shver. It's Rabbi Rava. I'm saying, if you can tell me, maybe like a Svina is different. No, Svina is something that is something that makes sense to Masira. It's very big. It's big. It says you can't pick it up. So, the Gemara. So, Amar Ravashi, Ravada agrees to Masira. So, what's the Shail over here? So, Ida Amulei Lechazek Vekni. If he said Stam Eloshon, Lechazek Vekni, Hokanami, Ravada, everyone agree you could do Masira. The case of Chagas Rebbe and Rabbanon was a case. You told the buyer, do Mashiach. That's what he said, do Mashiach. So Marsov, a Kepeda. One man the Yama holds, which is the Rabbanon hold, that's a Kepeda. I was not maskim to maknet to you until you make Mashiach. Because I wanted to have a chance to be Chayzer until you make a Mashiach. Mashainkain, the Rebbe, Marsov, a Maramokimuloi, Rebbe holds, no, it's a maramakim. He's just saying, if you want to do Mashiach. If not, I'm giving you a Masira. Either way is enough, but not that you have to do Mashiach. So it comes out, Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanon is a very watered down Machlokes. Machlokes is about Kepeda and Maramakim, and nothing to do with Masira and Mashiach, really. As it comes out. We have, all of us Shas, we have these different lists of people who hold, of Amarayim, of the Otarayim who hold Maramakim and Kepeda. We could have put this into the list, like Taisha talks about a little bit, there's a list later on in the Masechta. Back upon him, here we have a machlekes here. Kepeda maramakim. Tosfos says that later on. It says Roshinu Amiel coolest feel of maramakim. Like why don't say Rebbe also? So he says lechoshev el shnuim b'mishta here. And different Tosfos says because here's other ways to learn the machlekes. If it works, if Masira works or not. Back upon him, that's what we're learning. That's machlekes over here. So I'm Rab Papa. Hi man, the mazmalei shtar lechabre. Someone who wants to sell shtar to his friend. Saruch l'michtavle, he has to write, koni hu v'chol shibudei debay. You have to write that I'm being makneh to you with all the shibudim in the shtar. Now, what does that mean? Zok to Rashbam, what the Gemara means to say is that we pass like the Rabban and hold it too, not like Rebbe. You need two things. And also, you're supposed to write, koni, you're supposed to write in the shtar, koni lachu v'chol shibudei. Amar Rav Ashi, Amrit lo shmaitzei k'meid Rav Kana. I said this shmaitzei from Rav Kana, v'amrit lei, taima the kosov lei, hachi. Haloi kosov lei, hachi, loi koni. You tell me if you didn't write, according to Rashbam, you tell me if you wrote a star besides from Masira, it's koina. If not, it's not koina. Obviously, he's selling the $1 million. What do you think, trying to sell him a star to put it into his wine bottle? Amali, so he answered to me, yeah, and lots of, yeah. Yeah, if you don't do a star, we think that's what you're doing for. He's selling the star, $1 million star, he's selling it for $600,000. They tell me he's selling a cork for $600,000. Makes no sense. So the top, bottom, Rashbam asks this kasha. V'imishum oino, yesem eshtos, lahav b'tamakach, echaram. If you don't write a star with this, with the star, you don't write a star. So it's a bit of a domov. But it's not a sale, echaram. So where Rashbam learns like this? That Rapapa said, I pass getting a star with Mesira. That's what you need. And you're writing the star, koni l'chol v'chol shibudei. And we had a kasha on that. What do you mean? Obviously, selling the shibud, you don't need a star, because why else are you doing it? To stuff up your wine bottles? He says, yeah, that's what we're doing. That's the Shaka Tari Gemara. That's the Rashbam of the Gemara. Other Rishonim, which I would say Rav Rishonim, learn the sugya a different way. That we're not getting involved if you need a star to get up Mesira or not. Which is saying like this. When I sell you a star, even Mesira, I have to speak out, I'm selling it to you v'chol shibudei. Because if I don't speak that out, maybe I'm selling you a piece of paper. And that Rav Ashi says, what do you mean? You're selling a piece of paper? He says, yeah, maybe I'm selling a piece of paper. That's a Shaka V'Tari. Not that we're paskening, you need both. We're just telling you that, by the way, when you sell a star, you got to speak this out. That I'm selling you a star, v'chol shibudei, that's how other Rishonim learned the Gemara. It's a different knetch. Not that we're paskening you a star. But
what's the difference on that
knetch?
If
you're saying it, even if you're just doing a Masira, you have to, you're not getting involved with Chalkis Rebbe and Rabbanon. And you're just saying that even when you sell it, you have to speak that out. I'm selling it to you, koni l'chol v'chol shibudei.